coming up on episode number 269. It's a show that I've gotten a lot of requests for, and I'm happy to finally be able to bring it to you. It's all ska. So, coming up right now, it's Skaverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night, it's December 5th. 2006, my name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, it's Skaverville. So you know how all these ska bands stick the first three letters? They stick ska in as the beginning of their name, like the Skatalites and Skank and Pickle, Bim Skala Bim, Scandalous All-Stars, just to name a few. So that's what we're doing with the show tonight. It's Skaverville. Yeah. So tonight, it's all ska tracks, and I've got, I've got so many tracks that I had to choose from, so it goes without saying that this will be the first ska, all ska Coverville in probably a series. So after you hear this one, of course, shoot me an email with your requests and suggestions for the next one, and hopefully it won't be every year. Maybe it'll be every 6 months or who knows how long. But anyway, let's get right into this show, shall we? Let's not think about the future. Let's think about the right now of covers. So we're going to start off with an excellent... Oh, man, this is a great way to start off the show, too. It's a cover of The Breeders' Cannonball, performed here by the aforementioned Scandalous All-Stars. Here's the Scandalous All-Stars with Cannonball.
In the shade, in the
A ska cover of a reggae track, and it's clear to see the differences between those. The Harder They Come, originally by Jimmy Cliff, one of certainly one of the first albums that turned me on to reggae music when I was a young kid. My mom actually had that album on vinyl. I think I stole it from her. I think I actually have it in my collection now. Covered there by Joe Jackson, one of the angry young men from the 80s. The album is The Roots of Rock, which came out in 1996. I know it's been released on a few other things too, that Joe Jackson cut earlier than that, but love that version. Before that, you heard the Scandalous All-Stars from the album Hit Me, which came out in 1997, with a cover of the Breeders' Cannonball. All right. Well, on this next one, I've got to thank Wayne from the UK for turning me on to this. Although I think I saw it on Copyright, a great, great blog that you got to check out if you don't know about it already. Copy, comma, right. And you spell all that out, .com. Every once in a while, the writer on there, and I can't remember her name right now, puts on a list of unusual, rare, cool covers. I mean, it's basically like Coverville, except instead of a podcast, it's just a listing and links to songs. Really, really cool. Definitely worth checking out. And this is one that I think came from there. It's a group called Yum Yum Orange from an album called Orange Juice. It's a cover of Bobby Farron's Don't Worry, Be Happy. And I love what they do with this. Here is Yum Yum Orange, a nice live track.
Nobody. Jeff Reno. Don't know if I'll be back again. But I want to be back to go. But I want to really want to be back. But I am leaving on a Jeff Reno. Don't know if I'll be back again. But I want to be back to go. But I want to really want to see it. All my bands are dancing. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I need to wake you up to say goodbye.
That, from the album Everything You Need, is Slightly Stupid, with a cover of Leaving on a Jet Plane, originally written and originally performed by John Denver. Before that, we had a live set, didn't we? Before that, you heard Bad Manners featuring Buster Bloodvessel. That's the guy's name, the lead vocalist there for Bad Manners. That comes from a CD called Trojan Ska Revival and is a cover, of course, of Offenbach's Can Can. Dance. Before that, we start off the set with Yum Yum Orange from the album Orange Juice with a cover of Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. Well, let me jump in here and take a moment to also tell you something else that's going on. If you haven't been to the Coverville website, make sure you visit it, because right now nominations are going on for the 2006 Coverville Countdown. Just send in one nomination per track. You don't need to. It's not a matter of how many nominations it takes to get someone in. One nomination gets them into the list, and then next week we'll start the voting process for about 2 weeks and figure out who's... Is it 2 weeks? Maybe it's only a week, because this is going to be like the last six shows of the year. Anyway, When we get closer to the voting time, I'll tell you how long you've got. But visit the page right now. You'll find a banner right on the top that says enter in your nomination for the Coverville Countdown. All right, let's get back into this. This is this comes from a great, great collection. By the way, if you don't have an eMusic account, make sure you visit coverville.com for that. This CD that this next track comes from is available there, and it's 20 or so tracks, or maybe even 30 tracks, of ska covers. It's called Scandalous, I've Got You Covered, and it's awesome. Just a bunch of great, great, great ska cover songs. This one is a cover of the Beatles' Taxman, and it's performed here by a group called Ruder Than You.
Taxman. was young, I knew everything. She a punk who barely ever took advice. Now I feel sick and sobbing with my head on the floor. Stop a baby's breath and a shit full of rice now. I can't be held responsible. She was such a hurt face. I won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. All the life of me, I cannot remember. One day I think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for the sin. We were merely freshmen. Took a week's vacation to forget her. His girl took a beach with a family and slept. Now he's still sick and sobbing with his head on the floor. Thinks about it now, how he never really wept. Can't be held responsible. She was touching her face. I won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. All the life of me, I cannot remember. One day to think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, we'd ever die for the sin. We were merely freshmen. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We try to wash our hands of all of this. We never talk of a lack in relationships. And how we feel stricken, sobbing with our hands on the floor. We fell through the ice and we tried to slip. We'd say, can't be held responsible. She was such a hurt face. I won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. All the life of me, I cannot remember. What made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for the sin. We were merely freshmen. All the life of me, I cannot remember. What made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for the sin. We were merely freshmen. For me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for this sin. We were only freshmen. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised.
Ending the ska portion of our show on a heavier note, that is Mustard Plug with The Freshman, a cover of the Verve Pipe track from the 90s. That comes from a single called The Freshman / You. Before that, you heard Venus, performed there by Son of Blob. Now, that's a pretty rare track there. It comes actually from a listener named Ludwig of Rotterdam in the Netherlands, who sent it in to me. It's actually his band. I think it's awesome. The band is called Son of Blob, and they were very unknown, he says, even in the Netherlands. And then we started off the set with Texman by Ruder Than You from the Scandalous I've Got You Covered. You know, I mentioned that you can get that on eMusic. Did I mention that if you use the link on coverville.com, then you can get free downloads? I believe it's 25 free downloads from eMusic, so visit coverville.com and click on the eMusic link, get 25 free downloads. Heck, you could walk away with that Scandalous, all the tracks from that Scandalous CD, and you don't have to pay a cent, right? Cool. Well, Tina is joining me on a Tuesday night show.
I know.
It's weird.
It is weird.
You look different somehow. I'm not sure what it is.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
So, as Tina usually joins me for Musically Challenged, I've got such a backlog of Musically Challenged segments to do that I thought I'd throw a couple into the regular shows during the week, not just have them on the All Request show. So we will jump into that one right now. Here's Musically Challenged from Eric.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina.
Hello.
This is your Colorado neighbor, Eric, bringing you an edition of Musically Challenged.
Hey,
thanks
Colorado
for allowing
neighbor
me the
here.
Chance to present a quiz. I really enjoy Coverville and appreciate all the time and effort that goes into each show. If you're like me, and I know I am, you probably play Name That Tune from time to time with whoever might be in the car with you while the radio is on.
Yes. Do you like when I do that, Tina? when I play Name That Tune with you while we're driving somewhere.
Oh my gosh,
like,
she does right, who's it this? All the time. All the time.
I'm like that jerk in Diner.
I've been known to recognize a song just from a drum introduction, and that's what makes up my quiz. I'll play you three short song clips that start a song, and they'll consist of only drums or percussion.
Oh,
your
cool.
job is to name those songs. To give you a hint for this first quiz, all of these songs are covers. I'll play each clip twice, since they're rather short. Here's clip number one.
I love this. Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Got it. Do you know that one, Tina?
I want to say it's Blondie.
It's not. But,
no, okay.
It's another band that came from the CBGB's era.
Okay,
that
I don't know.
That didn't help you at all.
No, really help me.
That's the Talking Heads with Take Me to the River.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yep.
Oh, I guess I cut it off too early.
Here's clip number one again.
He already knows how that we need it two times.
He does, yeah. You know, good job, Eric. You've been paying attention.
Here's clip number two.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Walk This Way.
Very good. Bye.
Well, isn't it...
Here's clip number two.
Oh, Aerosmith.
Again. Right. Yeah. And who else?
And Run DMC.
Very good.
Yeah. I know. I got it.
Here's clip number three.
Okay.
Here's clip number three.
I got that
again.
One. That's... Yeah, that's the Black Crowes with Hard to Handle.
Yeah, okay.
Nice. Oh, this is a good one.
Now would be a good time to pause in case you want to have time to work on the answers. Otherwise, here they come.
Let's do it. Three for three, I think.
Clip number one is the Talking Heads with their cover of Al Green's Take Me to the River. Clip number two is Run DMC, along with Aerosmith, covering Aerosmith's Walk This Way. And clip number three is the Black Crowes, covering Otis Redding's Hard to Handle. I hope you enjoyed this quiz, and
absolutely.
I can definitely come up with a few more along the same idea if the demand is there. This is Eric from Broomfield, Colorado, saying so long.
Hi, Eric. Or bye, Eric. Have you met him before?
I have not met Eric, no.
Wow.
He should come to the podcast meetups that we have.
He should in
Denver.
Yeah.
I love that one. Eric, that was awesome. And God, it was only 2.5 minutes. Perfect. Well, I mean, you know, you can make them longer if you want, but good for an end capper of the show. And I love the style. Love the theme. You know,
yeah.
Name the drum beat. Or name the song some drum beats. Doesn't even have to be covers. All right. Well, that is going to do it for tonight's show, as you can tell by the theme music. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do so by emailing me at coverville@gmail.com, calling the request line at 206-222-COVER, or posting a message on the weblog or in the forums at coverville.com. Don't forget to get your nominations in for the 2006 Coverville Countdown. And Tina, you got anything?
No, I don't.
Okay.
All right.
See, you can tell. We don't plan this thing out very well when I bring her on, do you?
It is not scripted whatsoever. No, cool. Just this is a better week, I'll say that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. It's already starting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we will catch you on Thursday night. I think I'm going to put together, it's been 2 years since I did this, so one of the first shows I did was an ABBA cover story. So I think we're going to have an ABBA cover story number two, volume
Ooh,
two. Yeah, I know you like
good.
You like ABBA.
I love them.
Yeah, so be ready for that on Thursday. In the meantime, until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly.